Hello, everyone. It's lovely to see you. I heard that it was...
Does anyone else smell gasoline?
Raining or something? We haven't been outside for hours.
We've been shut in for most of the day. I hope you didn't get wet.
I'll be telling everybody all back to the show. Sorry about the delay. I had to come out all my wigs before the show. It's kind of a ritual that I go through. But I'm traveling with 100 wigs this time, so it's a little longer than usual.
Now this is very odd.
I've also come to see the Willard Grand Conspiracy Band all the way from the South Coast.
I don't know.
So I've got to catch the 11:30 train. Charter X. So please finish earlier than planned. I'm not joking. It's actually on the I guess on that note, we'll probably do maybe 3 songs and then we'll.
They're really long songs. We'll jam. This song is about a mysterious garbage dump.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Hail Three Stays to the Chair.
Thank you.
song is about the night that you asked me to marry him.
No.
That night when you fell and hit your head on the radiator and there was blood everywhere. Remember that one?
Really everywhere. That was a global problem.
It was in all the right places. You can still see me.
Now, what's this number called? Oh, the drunk
guy. Now you hit on your head on the radio. Radio and ask me to marry you.
This is rattling.
Sure, you suffer brain damage.
Don't you remember that sweet song we went to see in the rain? I shouldn't have smiled in that bottle.
Thank you.
song is about the American dream, which is digging a hole and hiding in it. Got a hole in the ground. Written by one of our favorite serial killers, Baskin Lamar Munsford.
He was not a serial killer.
I know he was a serial killer. Him and Doc Bob went around the country shooting everything in sight.
He did the doctorate.
You can't play banjo well unless you've killed a few people. That's
Thank you.
bathroom in the dressing room, he found a beer wedged in behind the toilet, and he grabbed it.
You know, I had this little gift thing on it, like a little scarf. I was wearing a little scarf.
20 years ago.
It was sitting up above the...
Well, that makes it okay.
You're an
old. Whatever bathroom beer that was, I'm sorry.
No one hears the singing.
princes and princesses of the ant world finally get ready to mate. They fly up in the air and they have sex in the air, and it's really beautiful. That would make a nice song, but this one actually ended up being about a guy getting shot in the woods. There's still ants in there. It's really hard. This record's going to be called The Romance of the Ants, though, I think. All be about how beautiful ants are. You're drinking the toilet beer again.
Again. It's the first time to die.
All right.
I like that harmonica solo, by the way.
I forgot to put my harmonica on, so I played Jeremy. New direction. Jazz Odyssey. Oh, I'm sorry, this machine. Keep forgetting. Sorry, Daryl.
Shopping for little speakers for hours.
No, it's 1 hour. You would have fun. You went money changing for hours. So squeeze in your check.
flashlights are you traveling with? Torches, sorry.
Nine. 7 really small ones. And got 3 normal. 2. Yeah, I get this. Right. Very small.
We should use them for camping sometimes.
I bought it at a camping store. Right at the border of the congestion. I had to stop.
This song is about a helicopter. The helicopters are shiny and pretty. And when you see them in American movies, it means they're chasing somebody on foot who has a gun and he's trying to kill you.
Yeah. wolves.
Is that when one wolf howls and the other ones join in, they never take the first wolf's note. They each find their own note. Evidently, when dogs howl along with sirens, they're just howling because they think it might be another wolf. Barking thing? That's just because that's what we sound like to them. Just trying to play the game. I think we should all start howling, and the dogs will start howling again. So that's what this song is about. A pro howling song. Stop doing that!
What a hideous forest surrounded by haven. Twisted by mountains, walls high and mountains. Ever I venture beyond the stone towers, as the scattered blackness at the end of the dark.
Oh,
cares, thrown into the into and the rushing to a stream, barking at the sky. George Bush is a Southern Baptist, and he does believe that the end.
He's looking forward to the end of the world.
The end is near, and the rapture. He believes in the rapture.
The people will be taken up. Trash the world, and then get the heck out.
So it doesn't really matter. You know, it doesn't really matter what you do with the world, because it's just basically a matter of time before it's fucked anyway. And we're all flying up there with Jesus in the sky.
Don't worry.
You're going right to the fireball.
I have friends in the fireball.
Oh, you got ancestors in the fireball, right?
We made the fireball.
Right,
thanks so much for coming to see us. And there's another fantastic band.
Our old friends and compatriots,
Willard Grant, the fabulous Willard Grant conspiracy, will be next. And
I'm going to cry. Their songs are
play,
pretty.
They'll play that huge, gigantic thing back there. And it's nice to share this double night thing with them. It worked out for you, and it didn't for me.
It's all right,
let me tell you.
With a little dignity.
I think we're past that. So far, the show on Sixpenny Handling was probably the best one so far.
Oh, let's see. Am I going to live this fight?
Yeah. from the golden gate bridge. Anything to feel weightless again. Yeah.